A few days after the terror attacks in Paris, suicide bombers in northeast Nigeria detonated two explosions that killed 49 people and injured over 100 civilians. The attacks were blamed on Boko Haram, the long-running Islamist insurgency responsible for killing over 17,000 people and forcing over 2.5 million people to flee their homes in Africa's Lake Chad region. The attacks came after the Nigerian army had pressed an offensive into Boko Haram-held territory. Boko Haram has been named by the Institute of Economics and Peace as the most violent terrorist group in the world, narrowly surpassing ISIL after the carnage it inflicted in Syria and Iraq during 2014. Boko Haram won international condemnation when it kidnapped 276 schoolgirls from the village of Chibok. 50 girls later escaped their captors, but the fate of the remaining students remains a mystery. Many local Muslim imams and Christian priests have stepped forward to feed the hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the terrorist group in Nigeria. Public images of poverty in America are mostly portrayed in urban scenes of black and Hispanic destitution, often linked to drugs and gangs. But the flip side of poverty, found in rural America, is often associated with small towns inhabited by whites in Appalachia, the Ozarks, and the Dakotas. According to the news magazine In These Times, since the 1950s, poverty in rural America has increased. This is especially true in the American South, where rural poverty has grown 8% faster than that found in cities. While the white population makes up the majority of urban and rural poor, rates of deprivation run much deeper in minority rural populations. Poverty rates among blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans are much higher than for whites living in rural America. Ozarks native Lisa Pruitt, now a law professor at the University of California at Davis, commented, "When we talk about poverty, we focus on black poverty, and we focus on Hispanic poverty. We've collapsed our nation's poverty problem into our nation's racism problem, and it leads us to turn a blind eye to rural poverty." For thousands of years, the Western Shoshone tribal community has gathered at the Tosawihi quarries in Elk County, Nevada, to collect flintstones and to practice spiritual rituals. The word Tosawihi means white knives, an ancient ancestral name that ties the Shoshone to the land and to its cultural identity. For generations, gold deposits were found underneath the flint, and wealthy miners are now eager to extract it, reports the news magazine In These Times. 2 years ago, the Waterton Global Mining Company bought an abandoned gold mine and quickly launched operations with the blessing of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. However, tribal leader Joe Holly of the Battle Mountain Band of the Western Shoshone says new drilling pads were constructed on pristine land, but the mining company didn't obtain the necessary groundwater permits. A lawyer for the Battle Mountain Band filed an emergency appeal with the Interior Board of Appeals. The tribe is seeking to suspend mining until a plan is approved to safeguard the cultural integrity of the quarries. But the mining company, now named Carlin Resources, challenged the appeal, saying the case was filled with erroneous and sensationalistic assertions. The Bureau of Land Management, which oversees this stretch of federal land, identified numerous cultural artifacts, including ancient stone tools, that were discovered on the site, and instructed miners to stay out of the area where the antiquities were found. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Nigel Victor Rees.